Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, good evening and welcome to tonight's show on Food Cures from the Bible Part 2. I am so excited to be with you all tonight answering questions that you may have according to illnesses and health according to the Bible. So I am Yolanda Henderson, your guest host for tonight, and I would love to start taking any questions. We have a couple of things to talk about for tonight, and I'm even going to include prayer. Yes, I just said prayer. We're going to pray. So if there's anyone out there in radio land tonight that is requesting prayer for their healing, I want to pray with you. I desire to pray with you. God has spoken to my heart, and I would love to give you an in-depth prayer and pray over your illness as well as give you information to help you get better. Okay, well, on behalf of the Holistic Society, which is a for-profit business that I do all of my medical practices from, certified holistic health coach and fitness coach, and I am being revealed some information to give to you tonight, and I'm going to give that information to you tonight, and we're first of all going to talk about oils that are used in the Bible, and there's one particular oil I want to talk about tonight, and then there's a medicinal drink that is great for pain, and this pain, it could be sciatica, it could be nerve, arthritis pain, you name it, pain will be given away and healed with drinking this medicinal drink, okay? And this is all coming from the Bible. I can go to it in the Bible and explain to you where this stuff is coming from. Another one is an amazing health giving power plant that is Jesus actually used this plant in the Bible. And it was used as a Passover symbol, and I would like to talk about that tonight. So, again, if I have any callers that want to call in and ask questions, I'll have a question session a little later. I just hope you enjoy all of the information, and stay tuned. Grab your loved one, call someone who is ill, who is sick, and who wants to hear what thus said the Lord, and give you direction that you would like to go with your illness and your health and wellness in your life. God bless you all tonight, and pray for me to be able to give you what thus said the Lord. And I want to start off with a prayer, and I want to start off thanking God for this day, because this day was a day that was not promised to us. So first of all, I would like to start off by giving all my glory and honor to my Father, which art in heaven. Father God, we thank you for this moment, God, for this opportunity, for the chances that you've given us time after time when we deserve it, God, for your amazing grace, God, for touching our bodies and for healing our minds, God. We know that we're not worthy and that we're just scum in comparison to your will and your goodness, God, but you are able and willing to give us more in our lives, Lord. And we thank you and we cherish your name, Father God. We thank you for blessing this ministry that I'm starting here tonight, this series, part two, Father God. I thank you and I ask you to give me insight and wisdom, Lord, that I might be a help to someone who's listening tonight. God, I thank you and I honor you, God. If there's anything unlike you, God, I just pray that you take it away, Father God. I ask that you just anoint my mouth, Father God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for this opportunity and for this day, for this night, Father God, that was not promised. Thank you, and may you be in our lives. Touch our children. Touch our family members, Father God. Touch those that need you right now, God. And we thank you and we love you and we magnify your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I just want to say that is a wonderful way to start anything that you're doing. If you're doing it for the Lord, do it and start with prayer and supplication. That's how God get his reverence, because it's not me who does this. It's God. It's God living through me and God willing to use me. And I'm just saying yes. I'm just being a servant to his glory and his mighty powerful word. All right. So we're going now, and we're going to start off by the wonderful and amazing powerful plant that is used in the Bible. And this was one that I didn't expect to look up when I did find out what it was. I said, well, I have this in my cabinet right now. And a lot of these foods, and I want to say foods because a lot of them are food. Food is a natural cure for a lot of things. The nutrition is something that we take for granted. Doctors go to school for years and years, and you study pharmacology. As a nurse, I studied pharmacology. I started learning about medications. Well, if you go in your cupboard and open your cabinet, you have everything you need to heal your body. God has already given us what we need. It was already here on earth before earth was even civilized. It grew from the ground. It grew and it came from the trees that he created for us. So my first topic is parsley. Parsley is a wonderful, wonderful detoxifier. Parsley, it was used at the Passover table. Parsley symbolizes new beginnings because it is one of the first herbs to appear in the Bible. A lot of people don't know that. It's an herb that appeared in the Bible, and Jesus spoke about this wonderful plant. So it was a miracle herb, as I'm looking here, that was that removes poisons from the Bible. And it is used a lot in juice. So you can juice parsley. You can boil parsley. It's valuable for removing poisons from the body. And what I mean by poisons, we as humans, we eat a lot of stuff that we're not supposed to eat. We eat sugars. We eat stuff that's not really that good and healthy for us. And then we don't know what to do with ourselves, because then we're going to the doctor, and Lord knows I love doctors. But we're running to the doctor. We're not praying about it. We're not asking for the wisdom to heal ourselves or to help us rid of toxins or poisons from our bodies. So I would like to just encourage you to get some parsley, just plain parsley. And I usually buy, when I buy my herbs, I buy organic because they don't contain a GMO product. And GMO stands for genetically modified organism. And those products can be in our foods and be very harmful and have been linked to cancer. So I recommend you to eat organic produce or grow your own. Parsley can be grown in your house, in your backyard, in your kitchen. So parsley is wonderful, and it's a great diuretic. It's great for your kidneys. It helps with hernias. It helps with gout. It helps with indigestion. So drinking a cup of parsley tea after you eat or with your meal, it helps get your, you know, your food down. It helps with it, stimulates. Also, what I learned about it, it stimulates the uterine contractions for women that are ready to go into labor. And don't use it for trying to go in early. Now, I don't recommend going in too early. But if you're trying to, you're overdue with your baby and you want to go ahead and get labor going, it has been proven and used in the past to stimulate the uterine for contractions for labor. It's also good to dry milk supply. So if you was a breastfeeding mother and you want to dry up your milk supply, it's great for that. It does the diuretics, like I mentioned before, and it flushes the body from any water out of your body. It is a great benefit because it has vitamin A. Vitamin A is wonderful, and I'm going to talk about that later. It has a lot of iron, a lot of vitamin C, even more vitamin C than a pound of oranges. It's great for neutralizing odors. So, like, for people that have breasts that they want to get freshened, or if they eat garlic, you know, we spoke about garlic last week. If you're eating garlic, you might want to freshen up your breath and not have garlic breath. Eat some parsley. I have a special detox with parsley, and I would love to tell you about that. So you can call me after the show at 1-888-959-2093. Again, that number is 1-888-959-2093, and I would love to talk with you about exactly how to use parsley, how to make up the tea, how to do a detox. Because we all have to detox our bodies every now and again. It's just the best procedure to do. When we're getting sick and we don't know what's wrong with us, time for a detox. I recommend a detox once every 6 months, maybe once every month to every 6 months, so that whatever that you're eating and you're putting into your body, especially if you don't buy non-GMO foods, I recommend a monthly detox. I even sell detox tea, which I drink on a daily basis, and it has a wonderful parsley and other herbs that are great for medicinal purposes as well. Okay. Parsley is also can be bought in a root and used in the tea. The best substitute for parsley now is celery. So if you can't get parsley, celery is great to use instead, okay? I also didn't mention that parsley was great for your kidneys. It flushes out your kidneys, any kind of kidney infection. It does wonders, okay? So the celery juice, and I'm saying juice because there is a celery you can juice it and make juice and drink it that way, and it's a whole lot tastier. Some people like eating celery stalk. There's celery seeds that you can buy. It's a natural calcium blocker, you know, and it helps to lower blood pressure and cholesterol. Now, we'll talk about blood pressure later. But we all know somebody in our family with high blood pressure. If you can go and tell somebody exactly how to use celery to lower your blood pressure, I'm telling you, they would love, love, love to do this instead of taking a lot of medications. Okay? And you can buy this any of your health food stores. And I also wanted to mention, I do health food store tours. So, if you are local to the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you have never been to a Whole Food or a health food store, and you say, if this stuff costs too much money, I don't want to go here because it's too expensive, I will help you. I get coupons. I know how to find the coupons. I mean, and then I would like to say that the person who called me for a health food tour, the first 10 items is on me. Okay? That's the deal, because a lot of people that go to the health food store just don't know what to get. what to buy, whether it's for weight loss and whether it's what I'm telling you about the parsley or any of the other garlic and vinegar that I was telling you about, and you just don't know what brand, or you want to be shown exactly where the things are that you need, that's what I'm here for. I would love to show you where and how to shop for your organics or just in shopping in a health whole food store, period, okay? All right, so back to the celery and parsley. Those two are great also for pain. If you have any kind of, like I said, inflammation, the sciatic nerves that runs down the thighs and the legs, and a lot of people say, oh, I'm just in so much pain, I can't get up, I'm hurting so bad. Well, I want to tell you, your pain is a store trip away. These particular items that you can buy over the counter without a prescription, without side effects, that you're going to use, that nature made and God put here on this green earth for you to use, can heal your symptoms of pain. To God be the glory, because I have some as well that I use for my pain. All right. All right. So that was that on parsley and celery. Now, like what I said, if you can't get parsley or you don't like parsley for any reason, get some celery. It does the same. They both work hand in hand, or they're the exact same things. All right. So now I just would like to take any callers that have any questions, or I also have a chat line open. If you are on this call right now, you can chat in, leave a message. If you're shy, don't like to call in, I understand that. You can go ahead and chat online, and I'll be able to answer any questions that you have. Okay. Okay, I'm back, and I have no chatters right now, so we'll just go ahead and report some testimonials from using some of these herbs that have helped heal people in the past. And here's one about a friend who told me she was completely relieved of her facial neuralgia by drinking fresh celery juice. And so I asked if I could borrow her juicer, and as I wanted to see if the celery juice would help with my pain and neuritis attacks, which I suffer with almost every winter, and a lot of people with multiple sclerosis suffer with neuralgia pain. And if you have neuropathy as well, from diabetes. And so I drank 2 pints of the juice daily, and by the end of the week, the pain was gone, and I kept drinking the juice for 3 more weeks to make sure the pain would not return. So that, and five years ago, so I bought my own juicer just to make sure that whenever I feel even the slightest twinge of pain, I immediately start drinking celery juice, and the neuritis attack does not happen. And this is from Mrs. L.S. Now, I wanted to say that when you are under attack on your body and pain is gripping you, and you want to reach for that bottle of hydrocodone or those Tylenol or aspirin, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with taking some medicines. You know, they have their time and their season. But when you're constantly, I'm talking about excessive, I got to have a hydrocodone, I got to have a Vicodin, you know, it does become an addiction. And we don't want to become addicts to substances that can cause us more harm than good. Believe it or not, I was at that stage in my life, and I wanted to take a pill for every time I felt an inch of pain, and I was confined to the bed, and I just wanted to just sleep, you know, because the pain pills make you sleepy. And I looked around and I looked at my children and I said, I got to live. I want to live. So I immediately started to find out what else there was out here that I could take for pain. I want to be able to spend time with my daughter. I want to go and play in the yard and plant, you know, flowers. And so there was a enlightenment that I had to go through in order to get to the stage where I am, to understand that there are natural herbs on this green earth that are able to help us and supply our needs for our pain. All right. So we're going to move on. And last week I did discuss an omega-3 fish oil. And I told you about the wonderful benefits of omega-3 and how they heal. Those capsules right there, or that concentrated drink, if you whichever one that you prefer. I hope everyone went out and bought some, you know, some type of a fish oil. And again, fish oil, it has a lot of different names. Some it's called codfish oil or fish oil, cod liver oil. But it does contain a wonderful vitamin A. And like I said, I'm going to get into the vitamins. I might have a whole segment on just vitamins and their importance. So stay tuned and keep a check out, you know, to what topics I have for the week. I know this whole month of January we're doing the episodes from the Bible. So in the Bible, it says here that in Numbers 11:5 that we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. So, as I'm saying that about fish, there's the Bible food that is so powerful that it protects you from a bubonic plague. And so powerful that scientists are testing it against AIDS, and so powerful that it could heal a short, withered, paralyzed arm, and so powerful that the aged, the sick, and those afflicted with any types of infirmities have been transformed by hopeless invalids from barely able to shuffle up a few feet to hardy, robust men and women able to run, to kick, and jump. And it's not in your medicine chest, not in your medicine cabinet, not something that you take every day, probably, if you don't know what this is. But you might have it in your refrigerator or in your vegetable garden. Well, not in your vegetable garden, but it won't be in your vegetable garden. It might be somewhere where you will be able to have access to it once I tell you about it. I hope you go out and purchase it. So, fish oil. Fish oil is good for arthritis. It's wonderful for cancer, all types of cancer, cervix cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, psoriasis of the scalp, and heals your tissues. Yes, I said it heals the tissue. A lot of fish oil, another name, omega-3. Another name, cod liver fish oil. It's great for a lot of things, okay? And if used the right way, can cure and help you with lots and lots of infliction. I talked about the omega-3 last week, and I told you that I use it and I'm a testimony that it works. I witnessed to someone last night about omega-3, and I had to explain it because a lot of people don't know why we need omega-3. Isn't omega-3 in everything that we eat? Actually, it's not. We're depleting, our bodies are depleting from omega-3. So we don't have enough omega-3 in foods anymore, especially now because cows, it came from animal fat and from fish. But now cows are being fed with corn instead of the typical grass, and we have fish that are being fed corn, and that's not the way that nature planned for us to be able to eat. So we have to go out and get the supplements now because a lot of things have changed in the world. Lord forbid, if we get rid of all of the grass-fed animals, you know, there won't be a large enough supply for everybody to be able to get the omega-3 that we need for our bodies, okay? Omega-3 has been proven to give you energy. It's been proven to lower blood pressure and help ward off infections because it contains the wonderful, powerful vitamin A that we all need. And that a lot of things are depleted in, and a lot of our foods do not have anymore. Okay, so last but not least, oh, we want to take a caller. If we have any callers that have any questions, I want to take time now to open up the phone lines to for guests to call in or anybody who wants to ask a question. The number is 516-531-9837. It's again 516-531-9837. I'd love to hear from you tonight and with your questions so that I can answer anything that we can talk with you about. And we're again talking about episode 2, the series 2 of Food Cures from the Bible. And I've already talked about parsley and the wonderful effects of parsley and celery tea. And we talked about the wonderful omega-3, this fish oil that we love so much, or that I love so much, that I know that does wonders for your body. If you need ways to use these wonderful and powerful drinks and herbs, I recommend you do call me during my business hours or go to my website. It's a phone number that you can reach me at outside of this show hours would be 1-888-959-2093. Do I have any callers tonight? Go ahead and give us a call, and I'll be ready to answer your questions. All right. We want to welcome everyone back to Blog Talk Radio. And I am your guest of the night, Yolanda Henderson. And I am your certified holistic health and fitness coach and evangelist. And I want to thank everybody for your wonderful time streaming in online wherever you are. I just thank God for you and for your healing, and I'm ready to answer any questions. And if you don't have any questions, I'll keep on talking. I have so much information. I kind of had to break it down into four segments so that I'll be able to cover all of my topics for you and give you all the information that you need and desire from the Lord. Okay, so the next and last healing food that I have, and I want to bring that to you tonight, is you all would not believe some of the stuff that I have here. This is a shark liver oil. Okay, and sharks, believe it or not, live for hundreds of years. They are immune to infection. So they contain a lot of medical power regimens inside of them. And so, therefore, shark liver oil, and bought at the health food store, again, is something that is a powerful, powerful, super duper beneficial ailment cure food. Okay, and there's ways you can get it. You can get it concentrated. You can get it in capsule form. You can take, you know, different dosages, and I do have all of the dosage information for all of the foods. So if you need that information, call me as well. It helps with concentration, energy, regulating your white blood cell count. I don't know how many people know about the white blood cells and how if you have too many of them, they can cause you to become sick. Well, if you have an autoimmune disease and your white blood cells are too high, then we know that our body is working in attack mode. So we want to lower those white blood cell counts. And by taking a shark liver oil, you can get those white blood cell counts back to normal, okay? So the great thing about shark liver oil is that it contains AKG. Now, I'm not going to pronounce this long word because I don't want to slaughter it, but it does penetrate the cell membranes in our bodies, versus where other substances and nutrients that we need does not penetrate into those cells and molecules that's in our bodies. And by this doing that, it cures the damage of the DNA that cancer causes. So this is also a cancer eliminating health beneficial food, okay? So shark can cure cancer, shark liver oil. It has been proven to the DNA repair or cause it and keep it from damaging, which if you know anything about cancer, and I've done a lot of research on cancers, is that whenever the cancer, the cell is going through a DNA replication and is going through this cycle, there are some cells that or some DNA that does not replicate the way that it's supposed to. And when a cell breakdown, cell replication breaks down, it causes cancer. So what best food to take is a DNA synthesizing or boosting repair food. And that's what shark liver oil does. Okay. It cures a lot of things such as asthma, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, okay, arthritis, AIDS, Yes, I said AIDS. I'm not going to be a witness for that testimony, but there have been other people who have actually came forth with the testimony of AIDS healing with the shark liver oil. And again, in the Bible, it was mentioned that the food of the sea was some of the best food, that was some of the miracle foods that we can ever get. We talk about garden herbs, and we talk about foods and oils that we can turn into food and drink, but we never hardly talk about food from the sea besides the omega-3 and the shark liver oil. Do I have any questions? We have about 20 minutes left for our time for tonight, and I want to squeeze in some questions if there's any, and give you all some time to ask questions and help someone else. Maybe someone has the same question that you have, and there's no such thing as a dumb question. And the only dumb question is a question that you don't ask. So if you don't ask, then you don't know, and we and perish without knowledge. That's what the Bible says. You know, when we're getting knowledge, we need to get wisdom. And with all of that, we get understanding. So if there is anyone who lacks wisdom or lacks understanding, please give me a call. I would love, 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 love to answer any questions that you have on air or off air. If you're like me and you're kind of shy and you want to ask a question, but you say, you know what, Sister Henderson, I don't want to answer or ask this question online. I'd rather be off the line, off the air. I don't want nobody to hear me. But you know what? Fear, you know, can be cast out. That's not something that God gives us, unless, of course, we're fearing him. But, you know, hey, I'm learning how to go on live air. Hopefully I'll be able to go on TV here pretty soon so that I can share my insight. But we should not be fearful. And, again, if that is your problem, I still want to talk to you. I still want to help you, and I still want to help you fight your battle with whatever illness that you're going through or maybe a loved one is going through. Please give me a call. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll wait on some people to call. If you have any questions, taking a quick 2-minute break, and I'll see you soon. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Yolanda Henderson, evangelist and certified holistic health and fitness coach. I'd like to get back in and start back telling you some information and see if we can get some callers a little later, okay? All right, so we've talked about parsley. We've talked about omega-3. We've talked about fish oil, and we've talked about shark liver oil. Those three wonderful herbs were good for, they were used in the Bible. They have been, you know, witnessed and testified for pain, and they have been amazing to people of all ages, not just old, but some young people as well. I myself am not that old. So I do want to testify that these items, these foods, do help with a lot of ailments. I can't guarantee you that if you stop taking these herbs that your disease or your ailments won't come back. I'm not telling you this is the cure-all and you go out and you never have to take another herb again. I'm telling you that if you change your lifestyle, and I will help you, studies have shown that 6 months worth of consistency forms a habit. So I will help you make getting your fruits and vegetables, your foods, your biblical foods, your medicinal healing properties from the Bible, get them into your lifestyle, pound it into recipes and foods and couponing. I can get you, with the grace of God, in habit to living the lifestyle that is acceptable and pleasing to not just you, but your body, not just your body, but to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, who desires that we live life in abundance and with health. And he knows that he wants to prosper us. He wants to help us. He wants to heal us. We're not supposed to be afflicted with infirmities. God does not have that in his plan and his will for our lives. So I speak on this in behalf of all of the food cures that's out here in the world. We perish for the lack of knowledge. Get the knowledge, get the understanding, and I will help you again. So I want to talk a little bit more about parsley. I kind of got off the subject a little fast, and I want to go back and give you some more information about this wonderful culinary. It's also a culinary herb because you can cook with parsley as well. I did not mention cooking with this, and I do know that it's wonderful. It tastes really good in food. So when you cook with it, it has some versatile ways that it could be included into your foods, like in your omelets, in your vegetables, in your rice dishes, or you can mix it with butter. I do want to tell you that it supports the kidneys and the bladder health, and I believe that I told you that already. So when your body is having some problems, and sometimes you may feel like you can't void and you can't, you know, eliminate, parsley has been proven to be a diuretic. So the actions of that is rich in antioxidants that can help relieve congestion and inflammation in the kidneys and the bladder. And it's also an effective treatment for constipation. A lot of people say, oh, Lord, I can't go. Okay, well, you know what? If you don't want to take a laxative, if that's not working, try some fresh green parsley. And I do, like, I recommend putting it in a pot, and I add a little bit of water on it, not much, and I like to steam it a little bit, and then it makes its own water, you know. And you can drink that just the way it is, okay? If you need more ways to make it or if that's not enough information for you, call me. I mean, my phone is available at least 24 hours a day to help and to be of to some assistance. My husband gave me permission to, with 2 o'clock in the morning, if you're having a problem, you know, I am here to give you advice. recommend you what it is that you need. I do work with a bunch of doctors, and my goal is to work with more doctors in 2015 to help patients that are suffering. I'm saying once you leave the hospital, you don't have that nurse with you. You don't have that dietitian with you. You don't have a lot of those people that play an important role in our healthcare industry. And I would love to come out. I will meet you where you are. If you're local, if I have to fly to you, I would love to meet you where you are and get you back up on your feet again, get you out of that bed, get you back running for the Lord and his race, because we all have a race to run. And the race is not given, we all know, to the swift. It's not given to the person that's the fastest. It's given to the one who endures to the end. You can live a fast life, drink, mess up your body, eat the wrong things. But God says he wants us to endure. We can't finish our race with diabetes. We can, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. Much prayer, much supplication. But he doesn't desire us to have that type of life. He doesn't want us to be sick and shut in. There's more Christians on the sick and shut in list these days. Lord forbid that's what he wants for his kingdom. When we get to heaven, there's not going to be any more sickness, not going to be any more crying, we all say. But how do you know this kingdom won't pass away and God has given us what we're practicing right now for the kingdom that we're going to? We need to be prepared in our minds. We're not going to have, you think we're going to have donuts in heaven? We may. But God made milk and honey. He made the trees, the nature, the apples to grow, the fruit to grow. We may have donuts, but I don't know if he's going to have us getting donuts and having sugar and all these high blood pressures and things like this. So I encourage you all daily, make your lifestyle worthwhile. Make your life what you could imagine God would want it to be in heaven. No, we're not a judge of each other. We're encouragers. We're uplifters of each other. We're our brother and sister's keepers. We desire that we know God and his will for our lives. And if there's anyone out there who don't know the love of the Lord and desires to know him and his ways, I encourage you tonight, wherever you are, to go in prayer and ask God to forgive us, forgive you for making those mistakes to your body and to your temple that he gave us. He only gave us one. To be in appreciative mode, to give him honor just for, if we don't have any ailments, if we're not sick, that we're still living. We're still here. We still have our breath. We still have our minds. We still have our families and our children. There's a lot of us that lost a loved one to an illness that could have been avoided. Lord knows that if they would have had the knowledge that some of us possess, that we're giving freely, there's no price tag on this information. If they would have had it in time, how much different their lives could have been. How much longer? People say, when it's your time, it's just your time. And I say, that devil is a lie. Because God says he promised us so many years upon this earth, and the rest we live off of grace. And if grace is every day, I'm thankful for new grace. Every day I can say, I woke up, here I am, Lord. That's grace. Grace and mercy. The Bible says that we're not saved by what we do for others, what our works are, what our names are. We're saved by grace to have eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life and eternity. We don't know what it's going to be like, but we do know that he's not going to have us sick. We're not going to cry. We're not going to suffer. We're not going to even be in pain. But we do know there's a ruler over this land that tries to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, if I ain't telling the truth, the devil's job is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. What do some of these foods do to our bodies that's not given to us by God? They kill our bodies. They kill our hearts. I just want to inform you all tonight that you can be healed. God wants us to be healed. He wants us to live that lifestyle accordingly. He wants us to gain knowledge accordingly. You can do it. I can help you. I desire to help you in the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that he's Lord. He's the Savior. He wants us to be saved and healed. If anybody out there that do not know Christ and desire to know him on another level, and you just want to seek truth and you want prayer tonight, call me, 516-531-9837. Again, the number to call in is 516-531-9837. And if you have a touchstone phone and you want to call toll free, that number is 2093. I want to thank you all for the listeners who called in tonight, who took the time out of your busy schedules. You could have been doing anything in the world, but you chose to listen. We will have downloads later for you to listen to. Our downloads will be available for you to download to your computer, for you to listen to for weeks and weeks out at a time. So if there was anything that you missed, anything you want to share with someone you love, get the knowledge. Spread the knowledge. Thank you again for joining me. If there's no further questions, I want to end with a prayer. I want to say thank you, Lord. I want to give grace, mercy, and honor that I receive to you all. And thank you again for joining me tonight on Blog Talk Radio, where I was your host and your evangelist, Yolanda Henderson. And I will be your certified holistic health coach and fitness coach in the future. Just give me a call. I'm just a phone call away. 1-888-959-2093. I know people say she didn't say that like five times, but that's okay because I want you to know that I'm serious about your health and wellness. Take care. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you and your safety. Amen.